Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. God is mightily moving by His Spirit. The Holy Spirit is always, always in motion when it comes to His people. The Lord is doing His part. He's giving people unctions and guidance into the things of God. He's preparing people that He know will hear Him. People that He know will obey Him. And He's giving them the secrets, the things that's going to take us forward. Always remember, God is foundational. And when He finds people that are foundational, He utilizes them. Sometimes He sees things in us that we don't see. And He's able to move in our heart, in our hearts, and commune with us and help us to do works that's going to work. I always say, whenever the Lord guides you somewhere, that's the hot spot. That's where you want to be. That's going to work. And most of the time, it's always different than what you would expect, what you would normally do, how you thought things would be. But it's better. And I remember once I used to work the sound back in when I went to Refuge Temple, and I sat there one day at the mixing board just contemplating what kind of ministry I'd have. I said, well, I'd probably end up in a pastor in a church in a small town. And this is right after the Lord had called me. And the Lord immediately spoke to me and said, it won't be like you think. And so far, it hadn't been like I thought. Hardly anything was like I thought. Hardly anything goes the way I thought it would go. Because the Lord saw more than I saw. He saw things that I didn't see. He prepared me for what He knew was out there. And whenever you do deviate from what is considered normal, people don't always receive it. And the Lord is going to do exactly that. He's going to give you things that's not normally done to fulfill a need and a purpose. And things are not going forward as fast as they can because they're not asking God what to do. And when they do, they're doing it with restrictions. You have to be all in. You have to just say, Lord, take me where You're going. I want to know You. And He'll do it. It takes a long time. You know, a mighty works take a while. It's just like when you go back to the parable of the sower. The seed that was sown on stony ground, it came up quick. And then it died quick because it didn't have any roots. A ministry can do the same thing because ministries are made of people. You know, I was watching Kenneth W. Hagin last night, and he was talking about following God. About, you know, when he said, well, people don't follow God's guidance. They try to jump ahead. They always change. They go from one thing to another, and then they get bored with the ministry, then they get bored with God. Because God is God. You're going to have to do it His way. The scripture in Zechariah didn't say that the ministry, that the plan of God, this move of God, all parts of Christianity is by power and might and not by His Spirit. It said it's not by might, not by power, but by My Spirit, saith the Lord. Now, we're on the earth. We have the body. The Lord's going to have to do the work through men. And the only way the work is going to be done right is if we operate by the Holy Spirit. And guess what? The Holy Spirit's not in charge. We are. We are in charge. And the Holy Spirit is going to help us do our part. He's going to guide us gently. He's going to whisper your instructions. And because you love God, you're going to do them. You know, if you need knowledge, he's the spirit of knowledge. If you need wisdom, he's the spirit of wisdom. Every time you need counsel, he's the spirit of counsel. Every time you feel weak and you need might, he's the spirit of might. And when you need him to be, he's just the spirit of the Lord. Whatever you need, he's there. He's the spirit you need to help you. And when things don't go right and they go all wrong and you didn't know that people did things like they do, he's the spirit of counsel. He's right there to help you. He's going to strengthen you. The Lord put me in his position before. He put me in a position to see what he saw. He gave me words for people. To make a long story short, he put me in a position to see how people do him. And I saw a need. And then he helped me learn how to solve the problem. Sometimes people do things out of tradition. Those that were before me, they did things the way that they do things. Very few people will follow God in those days. But now he's raising up people that will obey him. They didn't have anybody to point out to them the need to follow God. They just did what they thought was right. They didn't know anything about how powerful the anointing is. They know about it in part. And the reason I say that is the Lord also taught me what the anointing can do. A lot of ministers are out of position. They're places that they shouldn't be, and they're trying to do works that they shouldn't be doing. And they're good works. They're living in God's permissive will. But they'll never, ever have God's best because unless they start doing precisely what the Lord gave them to do, where God gave them to do it. You know, when location is very important. Some people get a church where it's cheap, but the Lord wants you to, when he prompts you to do something and go to a particular place, you have to be obedient and go. And I know people that the Lord told them it was time for them to go, to move on. See, you may not be able to stay at the church you grew up in, even though you know it, you know the people, you're comfortable there, you're happy there. When the Holy Spirit wants you to do something for him, he's going to take you where you're supposed to go. And the pastor trained you to do this. And you're going to have to go out there and do it. And you're going to have a love for it. You're going to have a desire for it. You're going to have peace and joy for it. And when you go, you're going to find out that's where you're supposed to be. I had a dream one time that I was teaching Sunday school at a church I used to go to. But I was supposed to be at the church I'm at, that I'm a member of now. And I was out of place. And I knew it. And then I woke up. And he was showing me that what he's building is important. And I have to be there to do it. I can't go anywhere. I have to be where he puts me. And your anointing has a jurisdiction. A lot of people don't know this. And they don't understand it. They are young ministers. The Lord's preparing them and guiding them to do it. And sometimes older ones don't think they're ready yet. Or they're counting on them too much. And they don't want them to go. When the Lord's timing is ready, when he starts prompting you to do something, you got to do it. You can't let people interfere, even people you love, even pastors that you look up to. You have to do it. You know, Pastor Scott Webb said something. He said, sometimes people are going to have to leave the church. He said, just leave right. Do it the right way. And that's right. See, when people pray about it, when they go, when they seek the Lord, and when they seek the Lord, and they're able to release people into God's will. Sometimes you don't, you know, mentors don't, all, they hardly ever see the people that they're mentoring as ready. They always, sometimes people get stuck with the way the relationship started. You know, parents have a hard time releasing children into adulthood. And those children are, you'll be surprised how smart they really are. And all you can see is the time they did goofy things. You remember when you changed that diaper and all of those children, they learn so much in school, and you know, it's hard to help them with their homework sometimes. If they have a heart to know God and they've been in God's presence, you'll be surprised what they learn. You know, most people wouldn't have thought that Greg Hosey was as mature as he was. He would get off work, go home and pray, and spend time in the presence of the Lord, and he would usher people into the presence of the Lord every Sunday. And Jerry Frazier was one of the best musicians I ever known. He would write music and it would sound good. He would write hit songs. He just didn't have he needed a manager. You know, there's a lot of people out there that can do things, but they're out of pocket. And Greg Hose is pastoring the church in Warrior now, so you know, but people go forward and they do things. And sometimes you don't even know you're ready. When I did my first business, I didn't know I was ready. I wasn't formally trained to run a business. And I had a hard time doing it, but I did it. And I didn't have to beg bread. I paid my bills, all of them. And it wasn't easy either, but I did it. God graced me. And His grace is sufficient. He truly blessed me to do that. I was upset. I didn't, because I lost my job. But He the one who caused me to lose the job. But I went to work praying for my business every day. But I didn't think I was ready. You never really think you're ready. But when the Lord say go, you're going to find out that He prepared you well. He prepared you enough to get started. And if you don't quit, you'll continue and you'll learn. You'll find out, yeah, you can do this. It didn't look like I could do it. And sometimes people back off from following God because they don't want to look like a failure. They despise small beginnings. When the Lord, right after He said, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, He said, don't despise small beginnings. Because everything God do start all small. And He can start a great mighty work with you. And when you gain the revelation that He already understands, you're gonna see what He's talking about. And He does it systematically. You're gonna have to take Him at His word. If a man could take a stupid snake by his word, we can surely take God by His word. God will not fail us. And every step of the way, He'll guide us. And He'll bless us. Some things are going to happen quick. Most things are not going to happen quick. But He'll give you the necessary thing at the necessary time, and you're going to be a blessing to somebody. See, usually a ministry works better among strangers. People don't let people go forward, but strangers will. As long as you're in your own hometown, people are not going to honor you. But that's not why we do the work anyway. We do it to help people live. But if you go somewhere where they want to know the word and the Lord has prepared you, that's the hot spot. And the Lord know that they are here. He know that they're not going to look at your age. They're not going to look at your youth. They never change your diaper. They'll hear God, and they'll respect you. But in your own hometown, people feel like they don't have to listen. It's weird. I don't fully understand why. But that's just the way it is. To me, when somebody's speaking by the Holy Ghost, they're speaking by the Holy Ghost. And I remember what they said. Because, see, when you get rid of pride, you open up a lot of other greater doors. Pride is what holds us back, keeps us from going forward. When you get rid of pride in all forms of it, you can soar in life. You don't need an entourage. You don't need people to believe in you. You believe in you. You're focused on the Lord. You don't need other things. Whatever is, whoever's helping you, they're just a bonus. And whoever says the right word at the right time, you're thankful for it. They don't have to be well known. Some people only want to listen to people that's well known, people that they feel are greater than them. Well, in the kingdom of God, it doesn't work that way. Some of the people that blessed me the most were people who started with me. People that said things at the right time, and nobody know their name unless, you know, they're not on TV. They may not ever be on TV. They never wrote a book. I mean, they never, that I know of anyway. But they said key things by the Holy Spirit at the perfect time. And it blessed my course. They did their job. One lady just read a scripture every Sunday in obedience to the Holy Spirit. And it changed my life. I learned how to follow God because that word got in my heart. In fact, Kenneth W. Hagin said it last, I saw him on TV Sunday, he said the same, he quoted Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, he and his wife. And I just started laughing. I had just got through doing a broadcast yesterday, and he did the same, basically the same kind of broadcast I did. See, when there's, you know, with the Holy Spirit, he's timeless. And when the Lord show you a specific need and prepare you for it, go forward with it. You don't need anybody to believe in what you're doing. But the audience he's preparing you for, they will. They'll use it. Sometimes people are stuck in the past, and they're going to be stuck in the past. But when they see what God do in your life, it will. Anytime you operate in the light of God, you challenge everybody. When you do a work and it's working, and they find out about it and they see it, they have to change. They have to see that it's working. When you're walking in greater light, it challenges everybody. And that's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way it ought to be. See, the light that we walk in, it helps people see that there's something greater to be attained. And it's not the way they thought. And there's a better life out there. But they didn't realize it. They didn't see it. So they couldn't hope for it. But now they see it. And it's beyond what they thought. And now they can hope for it and develop vision for it and then walk in it. When Kenneth Hagin first taught about faith, people didn't understand it. It wasn't what they were used to. All right, people cling to what they're used to, and most of the time what they're used to is not working like it should. People are having a hard time prospering, and they don't know why. Are we following God? Do we do what He say do? I know for a fact that when you obey Him step by step, it works. And He can work with you. He can take you forward. He can bless you. He can help you go forward and not backwards. But when you do, if people that are stubborn, they have the hardest time. They have the hardest time in life because they don't budge. If you want something too bad, and the Lord can't tell you otherwise, He can't work. You'll never know what He can do in your life. And if you won't give Him a chance, you'll never. How you gonna find out? We have to hear Him out. We have to hear what He said, and then go forward. And all along, the Holy Spirit was always ready. He could have done this a decade ago, only if we were willing. He's not going to fail you. Learning how to be a bass is very important. I talked about the guy, the Jewish man that got ousted from his family and his job, and he had to wash dishes because he had a family. He had to make money. So he washed dishes. He went from making a lot of money to very little money washing dishes. But see, when you're faithful, you can do greater things anyway. You can multiply from any point. And it's not going to look pretty. But it doesn't need to. You can multiply from any position. You have to. And when you study Acts, Paul had to do it. Sometimes he ended up in jail. He knew how to be abased. He knew how to start from rock bottom again and again. But I don't want to have to do that. Don't fear it. Just do what you have to do. You'll multiply and you'll overcome it in the sight of everybody. Paul didn't. He didn't care. He worshiped God while he was in awkward situations. It didn't stop him. It didn't hurt him. And they would beat him. They ostracized him. They talked about him. But he did it anyway. And he went forward. And then he knew how to abound. When the Lord prospered him, he did what he was supposed to do with the money. He used the prosperity on God's behalf to finish his work and his mission. He knew how to prosper. So starting all over didn't bother him. It wasn't the end of his world. He was able to go forward in power. No matter what Satan did, no matter how people lied on him, he always bounced back. And he learned how to be abased, and he learned how to abound because he followed the guidance of the Holy Spirit. The wonderful guidance of the Holy Spirit. Just like we're going to do. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord our God is not. He will train you. He will guide you into all truth. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus is our Lord.